Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Aussie Bites, Frank and the Secret Club, written by Deborah Oswald and read by Stig Weems. Guess what? I said to Frank when I got to school one Monday morning. Uncle Rowan sent me a birthday present, even though my birthday was 2 months ago. My Uncle Rowan is a cool guy, but he gets confused. Give us a look, said Frank. I pulled the parcel out of my bag. A spy kit? That's tops, gushed Frank. The spy kit had some goony little kid stuff like disguises and fake moustaches, but it also had excellent items like invisible ink, gadgets for making secret codes, and an instruction book for secret agents. I wonder what you could do with this secret stuff, Frank wondered out loud. But then the bell went for assembly, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it. At lunchtime that same day, Frank and I went to play soccer with other kids in grade 5. As usual, James Dunphy was acting like a total creep about picking the teams.
Lewis can't play, he said, pointing at me.
James Dunphy is the kind of bully who likes to boss everyone around and make fun of people.
There's no more room on the blue team, and Lewis has blue stripes on his socks.
For some reason that nobody could remember, James was the boss of the soccer games at lunchtime. He got to pick the teams, and he liked to make up stupid reasons why people couldn't play. Today he had decided that my blue socks ruled me out.
How come you get to decide? I think Lewis should be allowed to play, argued Frank, sticking up for me as usual.
Forget it, Frank, I interrupted. I don't feel like playing soccer anyway.
Me neither, said Frank. Let's go, Lewis.
So that's how the Secret Club got started.